855, 59 degrees. It's time to check in on the markets with Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, it's been quite a ride for the soybean market here over the last few days, and that's continuing here this morning.
Yeah, actually, the key word this morning, I think, is volatility again. We've been two-sided. Overnight trade was strong again, up, took all months of beans up over $10. Most of the months, well, all months of corn up over $4. And then when the 8:30 session began again, we saw a big round of profit taking. So right now we've got the corn market down anywhere from 6 to 5 cents. We've got beans down about 3 cents, again, backing off overnight highs. The wheat market's down about 10 or 11 cents. There's we saw export bookings come in really pretty strong. I think it's noteworthy that Japan was a buyer of corn, beans, and wheat. And keep in mind that their calendar buyers, January, April, are generally months where they come in and buy. The crude oil made new highs for the year yesterday and have backed off since then. The options expire on Friday. Typically, that's a time where we put in highs and lows. And right now, you'd have to expect that we might be putting in a little bit of a high. We saw active spreading yesterday in the market on the July-November bean spread and May-November bean spread. Widened that spread out about 20 cents during the session, really seeing a lot of jumpiness in the market. Commercials have been buying the front months of this market, particularly on the bean side of things, also in corn. When Brazil announced earlier this week that it would remove the 10% import tariff on corn, we saw a lot of people believing that Brazil would be buying the U.S. corn to fill its needs for poultry and pork production domestically. The wheat market's under some pressure from figures coming out today from Stats Canada suggesting that the Canadian winter wheat crop is in pretty good shape. Again, the market's two-sided, extremely jumpy. Even as we speak, we've seen this market move around quite a bit. On the livestock side of things, we have seen the cattle market under intense pressure this week. Looks like we're going to try to take June down and take another look at the contract lows. The cattle market's down 40 to 70 cents this morning. The feeder cattle market down 30 to as much as, say, 70 cents in some of these back months. We are seeing a cattle on feed report coming out tomorrow. Expectations for numbers to be up about 1%. Placements and marketings both 6% higher. Watch this dollar today. It's down about 20 cents, then down 7 cents, down 20 cents. It's going to be jumpy, too. European Central Banker is supposed to come out with some comments a little bit later today. Will dictate what the U.S. dollar trade looks like. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Appreciate your insight on the markets here on this Thursday. Let's check weather quickly. Mostly cloudy skies today with a slight chance of rain in the morning. Showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon with a high of 70 degrees. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Showers and thunderstorms likely again this evening. A chance of rain overnight, the low 51. Partly sunny, a bit cooler. Slight chance of rain tomorrow morning, the high 65 degrees. Winds will shift around to the north, gusting to 25 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.